The Eroticus Power Press presents Lola Divina reading excerpts from Thriving in Sex Work, heartfelt advice for staying sane in the sex industry, a self-help book for sex workers.
Hi there, I'm Lola Divina, and today I'll be reading Fear, an Introduction. Hi, sexy. Opening this book with the heavy stuff was scary. I was sorely tempted to start out with tips for conquering the winter blues and working our way up from there. However, security is foundational for any kind of happiness. In order to thrive in sex work, we need to start by addressing the threats we face. As sex workers, we cross lines for a living, operating outside the bounds of polite behavior. We flaunt social norms, operate in legal gray areas, and smash taboos. Transgression can be liberating and exhilarating, but may result in very real negative physical, emotional, social, and legal consequences. Denying that fact leaves us even more exposed to danger. We cannot look away because we're too afraid. What many of us don't realize, however, is that when harnessed properly, fear can be useful. I'll use myself as an example. One of my worst nightmares is dying alone in a filthy room, starving because I'm too weak to care for myself, soaked in my own urine. This didn't come to me by accident. Brittle, sickly, helpless women raised me. They lived and died just like that. That terror is so powerful it can make my heart beat faster and my muscles tense up, poisoning the safety I currently enjoy. However, that fear has also been my very good friend. It's made me value friendship more than anything else in life. It's motivated me to make money and always have savings. My end-of-life anxieties have driven my work ethic, pushing me to be professional, cultivate good clients, and honor what I'm worth. Every day of my life, I've beaten that bitch back with a stick. So let's take time and unpack our dread. It's never time wasted. We can use it to shape our lives into what we want them to be. Our strategy is simple. First, we breathe. We listen to what fear has to tell us, fully feeling our anxieties rather than pushing them away. Then, from our power, we act. Under threat, we protect ourselves. Anticipating future hazards, we mitigate risk. Cradling our most tender hearts, we honor our deepest desires. As Gavin De Becker says, true fear is a gift. Unwarranted fear is a curse. This chapter begins with heartfelt advice on getting to know our fears. I'll give practical advice for when anxiety threatens to become overwhelming. Then I'll offer suggestions on securing physical safety, along with self-care, if something bad does happen. Staying on the right side of the law is so important. I'll offer a list of questions to discuss with a lawyer and some ideas on how to find a good one. Finally, I'll outline safer sex strategies because it's not always easy to keep our heads in the heat of the moment. Once we've made friends with fear, we'll be ready to tackle shame, anger, envy, and all the rest.
You've been listening to Thriving in Sex Work, heartfelt advice for staying sane in the sex industry, available in paperback and as an ebook. Learn more at loladivina.com. You can follow Lola on Twitter and Facebook. For Lola Divina, I'm Felicia Gotthelf. Until next time, be sweet to yourself.